With earliest morn of that first day of darkness and amaze, he came. The iron door was closed, for them never to open more. The day, the night dragged slowly by, nor did they know the fate impending o'er the city. Well they heard the pent-up thunders in the earth beneath, and felt its giddy rocking, and the air grew hot at length and thick. But in his straw the boy was sleeping, and the father hoped the earthquake might pass by. Nor would he wake from his sound rest the unfearing child, nor tell the dangers of their state. On his low couch the fettered soldier sank, and with deep awe listened the fearful sounds. With upturned eye to the great gods he breathed a prayer, then strove to calm himself and lose in sleep a while his useless terrors. But he could not sleep. His body burned with feverish heat. His chains clanked loud, although he moved not. Deep in earth groaned unimaginable thunders. Sounds fearful and ominous arose and died, like the sad moanings of November's wind in the blank midnight.